This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, we're at Anarchapulco 2018, which on the very final day of the event, and this is being aired on Tuesday night, but we're here on Sunday, actually recording it the very last day of Anarchapulco. It's Cryptopulco, which means that every speaker that's on stage is talking about cryptocurrency. And I can tell you that people have just been talking crypto all weekend long, just out here in the hallway. Everybody's excited about crypto. A lot of people are getting introduced to it for the first time here. But when you're into cryptocurrency, you kind of generally want to know how they're doing, especially if you own some of it. You want to be able to find out at any given moment's notice, maybe because you're a trader or maybe you're just curious, you know, what is the price of, say, Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever. And there are a variety of different ways out there to do that, but I just had a couple of gentlemen come up to me here. I'm just sitting at the table talking to folks as they come up. And Constantine Kloka and Marcel Morales from Blockspace.ch. You guys asked me if I use Telegram, and I do. We have an activist community in Keene, New Hampshire, that, you know, people who are libertarians have been moving to New Hampshire for many years. And in Keene, we've been using Telegram for communications for years now, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it's really, it may not be the perfect app as far as like security or whatever, but it gets conversations off of Facebook and off of, you know, more centrally controlled platforms, and it's been very helpful for us. So, you know, anything that's on Telegram, I want to know about it. You have a bot that you've created, and it's not quite done yet, right? It's the alpha?
It's an alpha release right now, yeah.
And so what is the bot? What does it do right now? And what's the vision for the future?
So the bot is basically one of the interfaces to the Blockspace brand. And
Blockspace, okay.
Yeah, Blockspace, yep. Itself. So with the bot, you can do pretty much everything that you can do with your app. But we basically had the idea of just developing a blockchain Telegram bot so that when you communicate with your friends about cryptocurrencies, yep, or anything that's related to crypto market on Telegram, that you don't really have to leave Telegram if you want to share information. So we put in the
switching
bot.
Switching apps.
Yeah. So you can just use the bot and you can just share charts or prices or anything that's related to the crypto market right from within Telegram without even leaving it.
Yeah, and I was looking at it here just a moment ago. It's based on buttons, so you don't have to do like slash this, slash that. There's, yeah, not a bunch of commands that somebody has to type in, like if I want to get, yeah, Bitcoin Cash price or something like that, I don't have to type some sort of long command in. Yeah. It's just a couple button presses. And
yeah, easy. We want to do it as easy as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it takes to beat the competition, because you guys aren't the only people in the pricing app space, but you might be the first, I don't know, maybe not the first, but certainly the first I've heard of, Telegram-based bot. And so you're doing an alpha on the Telegram bot. What's the status of the app itself that one could download for, say, iPhone or Android?
The app is also on an alpha stage,
yep,
so I think maybe we got a 10th ready, but right now the features that work is like... you can check the coins, like it's like, imagine you have the like CoinMarketCap, but as a really cool app on your,
yeah,
phone. And we
they don't have an app, by the way. I've looked for it. They don't have one.
Yeah, and the apps out there are just not perfect. You know, this app, there's this missing, or you cannot customize this app. It's always an important feature missing. And we took the best out of all apps and talked to our designer and made a very nice and slick one, and it's customizable and it loads really fast. You can get all the graphs, you can get all, you can share it with your friends without opening another window, without opening,
right,
10 tabs. It works just really fast.
Where does the pricing information come from?
We have a data scraper in our backend system integrated, and that basically gets all information from, right now it's about 15 exchanges that we collect data from.
Okay.
But we're extending that every day, so we're trying to integrate
more
and more exchanges.
Are you averaging the exchange prices?
Right now we're averaging it, and then we're planning to introduce features where you can even see real-time prices from the individual exchanges if you want to see.
Oh, that's so cool. That's something that I don't think a lot of people are doing out there. So it sounds really useful. What's the, you know, you said you're about 10% done, or is there, what's the point at which it'll go into like a public beta where people can actually get their hands on the app?
Public beta is available right now.
Okay.
You know, it's,
I thought you said it was an alpha. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. We can send you an invitation link.
Could you send our listeners? Like, how, who's, yep, is it just me or like everybody listening to this?
You can
right
go
now
to blogspace.ch,
okay,
and enter your email, and we would love to send you an invitation link for Android and iOS.
For both, okay.
Yeah, for both. iPad, everything.
Blockspace.ch, that's where you can go to get on the email list, and then also the Telegram bot. What inspired you? Like, why Telegram?
I mean, initially the plan was to develop a basic Telegram bot just for backend, because since we manage so much data, sometimes there's problems with the data, and so we had the idea of getting a basic Telegram bot just to sort of, whenever there's a problem with data, that it would just inform us and we could fix it through Telegram, because uh-huh, that's pretty simple. And then we started playing around with the Telegram bot API, and suddenly we figured, hey, it's actually pretty cool.
You can do some stuff
and
with this.
You
okay
can actually do a lot of cool stuff. So there's a lot of bots out there for Telegram, but most of right them seem pretty basic. So as I just said, you can just really do command lines, and it's really static.
Right.
But we realized you can really put in menus, you can put in buttons, and it's sort of like an app that's flexible in Telegram. And we thought, hey, it's fun. Maybe people will like it. And then, you know, we kind of have fun doing it. We just like building stuff that's fun and could add value to our users.
Blockspace.ch. Now, so you're just doing this for fun. Is there any way to possibly monetize something like this? It doesn't seem like it, right? Or is there?
We're sure we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we want to, for example, I personally developed this app for my father, because he asked me, hey, Marcel, how much money did I make? Where's Bitcoin at? So I want to develop a very easy to understand app. So very, very easy, but slick as well. And but we want also to develop the app for advanced users. So
right,
if you want advanced customizations, you may have to pay a little bit. Like, you want live data,
yeah,
you want to track maybe, I don't know, more than 50 coins, or you. The next big thing we want to do is a portfolio. So you. Performance overview, how your trade performed, like Blockfolio, but
yep,
like imagine Apple.
Yes.
Apple would design it, like
okay,
with nice graphs and customizations, and that's where we want to go.
So you guys have had experience doing other apps together, or previously, like, what else have you done in the past? Anything that you want to share
in the crypto scene? That's
That's the first project in the crypto scene. But
yep,
I mean, we've been playing around programming here and there and playing around crypto for quite a while.
What brought you into the crypto scene in the first place?
Sorry?
What brought you in the first place to the crypto scene?
I mean, for me, it's the technology. I just absolutely love the blockchain technology.
Yep.
And then I also had an internship at a retail bank a few years ago.
In Germany,
actually at a small, medium-sized enterprise bank. And just when I worked there after a few weeks, I realized how inefficient the whole system is.
I bet.
Down to the core banking system. And I just saw how employees would spend half an hour a day just copying data from one Excel into a different Excel. And I was
from
just
one
like,
to what? From one what to
from
what?
One Excel sheet into different Excel sheets.
Oh, Excel.
Sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Something that you could actually automize, but...
But they didn't.
They don't do it.
They didn't have the incentive to.
Yeah.
You know, even though there are other banks competing with them, it's just such a bloated industry
yeah
that rests on its government influence
yeah
to basically exist. They're never going to be innovative.
And it's not even just the banks, it's just already the core infrastructure, the core banking system, that's how it's called in Germany.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even allow the banks to really do much. They're really limited
right
in their abilities, and that's why blockchain, I think, is so interesting, because it just streamlines the whole process.
And nothing's limited. I mean,
yeah,
with blockchain and these technologies, it's open to anybody. Anybody wants to get in there, create an app to do who knows what, they're free to do it, because they don't have to ask anyone's permission to do
yeah
so.
Yeah.
And of course, as you know, the banking world, it's all about permission. You got to come in, you got to beg for an account, you got to show ID, and jump through all kinds of hoops.
I live in Brazil.
Yeah.
I have the Brazilian citizenship, but I'm unbanked in Brazil. No one knows why. I work to this office, to this bank, and no one can open me a bank account. I don't know why.
So you've tried, but you
yeah
can't.
I'm an official citizen of Brazil, but
wow
I cannot open a bank account. So.
And they won't tell you, like they say,
can't.
I don't know.
It just doesn't work. Sorry. Next week.
Wow.
So.
And you've tried more than one location?
Yeah.
More than Wow. How, I mean, you just at a dead end? I mean, is there anything that you can do to try to figure it out?
No. I don't want to waste more time, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Why bother, right? Yeah, you've got all kinds of cool cryptocurrency things to be doing. That's really awesome. You guys are working on something that I think is very exciting. The Telegram bot available, and it's Blockspace. Search for what on Telegram?
It's on Telegram. Just search for the user Blockspace_bot, and then you can just add it and interact with it. You don't even need to install it as long as you have Telegram on your phone.
And go get the app over at blockspace.ch. Thanks so much, guys, for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarchapulco 2018 for a whole day's worth of bonus interviews. It's the final day of the event. While we're recording this, it's not quite wrapping up. Jeff Berwick, who is one of the organizers we had on earlier, is just taking the stage inside right now. One of our listeners, Doug Scribner, who we had on earlier this week as well, finished up his speech about his evolution as an entrepreneur from going from selling smoothies for whole bitcoins back in the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And by the way, he asked how many people had been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and almost nobody raised their hand.
I don't recognize a lot of people.
Yeah, this is a huge crowd. There's 1,700 people here from all around the world at Anarchapulco 2018.
Which it's amazing. Which is as big as Porkfest was really
ever.
It was. Yeah.
Ever, yeah. And this is year four, and Porkfest took a decade, you know, to get to that point. So this is the preeminent event. This is the place where if you are a liberty-minded person, whether you call yourself an anarchist, a voluntarist, or a libertarian, you really ought to come down here. I mean, if you can get the paperwork taken care of, there are government hoops to jump. But if you can do that, and Mark, you're a felon, and you were able to do it.
It wasn't a problem at all.
Yeah, so it is possible you might want to get your passport and such in order for 2019, because tickets are already going on sale at anarchapulco.com. So, it's Cryptopulco, by the way. When we're recording this is Sunday, which is the final day of Anarchapulco. Every speech is about cryptocurrency, related to cryptocurrency. So, we're probably having a higher percentage of crypto-related guests. And one of the things that, and we do a lot of talk about Free Talk Live, or on Free Talk Live, about cryptocurrency, but we don't ever really want to get too deep into the weeds of the technology behind it, because we're doing a general audience talk show, right? Like, we're heard on 179 radio stations from coast to coast.
Right.
Somebody's getting in their car right now at the airport. They're turning on the car, and they're hearing about cryptocurrency for the very first time. Or maybe they've heard about Bitcoin, but they don't really know anything about it. And one of the more, or at least seemingly to the newbie, esoteric things about Bitcoin is mining.
Yeah, right? They hear about it, they just don't know exactly what it is.
Right, and, you know, it's mining sounds like somebody's got a pickaxe and they're, you know, down in a cave somewhere with a light on their head.
I'm pretty sure they don't think it's that.
No? Okay. Well, it's certainly that can evoke that you know, viewpoint, if you will, or that view of mining. There is work involved in mining. It's just computer work. It's setting up programs. It's running these mining software on specific hardware that, you know, has gotten better over time and more specific to the purpose of mining. And Buchanan Dowling is joining us here. He's Beerman81. That's Beerman81 on YouTube. Buchanan, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you had told us that you had set up a mining operation, and that this is basically what you do now, and that you are using the money that's coming in, or the Bitcoin, or whatever it is you're mining, and maybe it's Monero. I know that's one of the more profitable ones. Maybe it's more than one thing, to pay for your college that you're going to right now. So tell me, you know, what was it that inspired you to get into mining?
Well, primarily it was the money.
Okay.
Are
you in the United States?
Yes. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm not afraid to admit that. A lot of
all
people
right.
don't like to admit where they're at, but Houston, Texas, it's a little hot down there, but it's a very open community of people. You know, what got me into mining was I didn't really fully believe in the oil and gas industry.
Is that what you were working in?
Yes, I were 9.5 years. I did configuration for the oil and gas industry. You know, safety shutdowns.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very technical stuff. You know, just to keep everything safe and
right.
operating for the oil and gas industry. The company I was working for, I didn't really fully believe in their ideals, and I had been laid off 3 times with them over the course of the 9 years.
They fired you 3 times and hired you back?
Yes. You know, every time they keep hiring me back because,
well,
you know, what can I
somebody,
say?
Right?
Yeah.
You were good at it.
Yeah,
hard to
you know,
stay passionate.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, over the course of the years, I realized that I need to self-educate myself,
yep.
and I decided I wanted to get into mining, and couple guys at work were, you know, were early investor, and I said, hey, you know, what is this whole thing about? And I started learning about it and started investing in it, and I decided that I wanted to start earning it is we want to start mining it. And that's not really something for everybody.
No,
really,
it takes a technical, yeah. At least at this point, yeah. It takes a technical person to be able to do serious mining. There are those mining apps yeah. that people can run, and
definitely.
I don't think they're probably even worth the time to even look at. Did you look at any of these things?
Yeah, no. You know, I looked at a lot of stuff early on. I tried some of the easy mining yeah. programs, and they're easy to start with, yeah. but... Honestly, it's not really for everybody, and I would honestly recommend everybody just buy, hold it, or use it on an everyday basis. I would not
for the average person. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's very technical when it comes to mining.
Using cryptocurrency. But that's one of the things you told me you wanted to do with the Beer Man 81 channel on YouTube, which, what's there right now if people were to go and look at that?
The big video that I have that's really taken off is just a very short tour of my small mining farm. But I'm trying to just kind of educate people who are interested, who maybe are technical-minded people that really want to put some of their money to work for them. And, you know, I'm not doing this to make money. I'm just trying to pay back to the community
sure.
Because there's a lot of information out there that helped me early on.
Some people that we know have said that mining was really difficult, meaning not the difficulty of the setting it up, but to make money on it, some people had, like, free power in the United States, and they still couldn't make it work. I mean, do you live in a place where power is very, very affordable? You figured out there's a certain level you have to get into before you can really start making money? Like, how does that work in the United States? Because it seems challenging.
I think that's a good question. You know, there's a lot of different prices of electricity around the
yeah.
country. For example, I spoke to some guy, he's from Maui, Hawaii, and he was paying us around 30 cents per kilowatt hour,
whoa.
Which is totally insane. And the totally opposite end of the spectrum
yeah. my God.
Is around 4 cents, and that's up in Washington.
What's
and,
Houston got?
We got around 8 cents.
And is that where you're running
nine.
The rigs
yeah.
here and you're in Houston? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. You know, we're making a lot of good money. We're not
wow.
wealthy,
yeah.
but we're making enough to sort of keep me going financially so I
and
can...
And it's paying for college.
It's paying for my college.
And then some?
And then some, yes.
Enough to send you down here to Anarchapulco?
And enough to start a business, a legal entity, by the way.
For the mining thing?
Yeah, and now it's a business expense of come to CryptoPulco and talk to you guys.
very sharp. I like the way you're
be.
Thinking. So
to
you're
going to
try to walk people through at some point with videos you're going to produce... about how to get started. And you said
yes.
That doesn't exist?
You know, there's a lot of stuff, but I found that it's like sort of jumping you into the middle.
It presumes you already know ABC.
Yes.
And then it starts there.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I see. Like, so Mark, you would probably be able to use videos like this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Have you ever done any mining?
No. Well, I mean, you know, that in-browser stuff. Remember somebody was in-browser mining
yeah.
Monero at one point, which meant that I allowed somebody to mine Monero with my browser because I would,
you
it was
weren't
never,
getting the Monero out
it
of it.
It was never enough to claim.
Right. Yep, exactly. So in this case, every bit of the rewards are going to you because you've taken the time to learn how to set this stuff up.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm not trying to make a lot of money.
Sure.
You know, I'm really just trying to protect my future. You know, I didn't go to school when
nothing
I was younger.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with making money, whether it's
you know,
to protect
I'm 36 years old.
Feed the poor or
you know?
Whatever. Feed your kids. You know, there's definitely nothing wrong with that. And it's obviously never too late to get into cryptocurrency. One of the things that people need to remember is you don't need to get one Bitcoin, right? Like, you can mine a fraction of a Bitcoin, and it still might be
yeah, I think that's
something.
A big misconception is you don't need a full Bitcoin. A fractional Bitcoin will sustain you. You know, if you have $500, $500 with a Bitcoin. Or
if you're
yeah.
If you're dying to mine, go to pool.bitcoin.com. It's a heck of a lot
that's
easier.
That's an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks
yeah.
for coming on Free Talk Live. That's Buchanan Dowling, Beerman 81 on YouTube. This is Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco 2018.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, putting the finishing touches on what has been an incredible weekend for, I think, everybody involved. I mean, you hear people talking, whether it's here in the hallway where we're situated with our remote studio, or whether it's, you know, at an after-hours party. Nobody is saying, man, what a terrible event. Boy, this was terrible. I just had such a bad time.
I can't believe I spent this much money on this. They're not doing it.
No. Everybody has been just raving about Anarchapulco, and that includes the people who'd been here for the early years, which I had not. I was here last year, so this is my second year. But, Mark, you were here for year number one, so you've been able to see the growth over all of these years now in year number four of Anarchapulco here in 2018.
It's basically unrecognizable.
Between
the first, you know, tiny little event that Berwick was putting on to this gigantic event.
Where they've got a huge sound system and screens up there. And
two,
you know, the
Congress people speaking.
Yeah, yeah. Fascinating stuff, including Ron Paul. We should mention that in case people don't know. But you're not the only person who goes back all the way. Our next guest has also, he was one of the original attendees at Anarchapulco a few years back, and that's Michael Nimitz. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Thanks. How many people do you think were at the first one, Michael?
You know, I think it's probably around 150, 200 people. That's about what I could guess.
I've heard people say that, too.
And that's intimate.
It seems generous to me. I was thinking 100, but all right.
That's one of those events where you can talk to anybody who's there. Anybody, yeah, you know, who's shown up to speak is going to be likely easily accessible.
Sure. They're sitting in the audience.
And unfortunately, this event will never be that again. You know, it just can't get that small ever again. But this is an amazing event. We'll get into your story here and what you did after the first Anarchapulco, but
sure,
you know, kind of reflect on how this has changed, this event, since you first came here.
Yeah,
I presume you've been to all four?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we came here for the first one. I've never left, so we've seen all four, you know, in an intimate level because we're kind of living
you know
with
everybody.
The people that,
yeah,
that put this thing on. Now, I've got a little bit better perspective on all the things that, how this all came together. But, yeah, this year has certainly been, you know, the culmination of a lot of different things, and they're all good.
You know? No doubt. And I love how it really is bringing, it seems like, different communities sort of within the scope, the large scope of libertarianism or, you know, voluntarism, cryptocurrency, some of the more esoteric stuff. Like, there's a bunch of different viewpoints within the liberty movement that are represented here, and
yeah,
they're all mixing within with one another, and I think it's really good.
You know, we do have a really good mix. I know, I don't know if you know Kenny's Kitchen.
Ken, I just met him, actually. He's going to be, I met him today. Jay Noon, who's a former co-host of ours, sent him over here. He's been sending people over here all week, and we must have talked to at least 10 people who said, yeah, Jay Noon told me to come by. I guess he's going to be the chef at Jay Noon's wedding, which is going to happen during Shire Fest, which is the event that happens before Pork Fest, a sort of unscripted, uncensored, decentralized event that's just a camping thing where people who like freedom go and camp together. So, yes, I did meet him. I don't know where you're going with that. But
well, yeah, but, I mean, he's kind of got a little bit different philosophy. I don't think he would describe himself as an ANCAP or anything like that. You know, he's
me neither. I wouldn't use those terms. I'm a voluntarist. I think all human interaction should be consensual.
Absolutely. I feel the same. I think, you know, when you kind of limit yourself in regard to a particular box, it sometimes gets people thinking differently than what's
absolutely, and especially those two words, anarchist and capitalist. I mean, you want to talk about two of the worst words to describe yourself.
Absolutely.
Because people, it comes along with baggage in people's minds, and you don't know exactly what that baggage is,
right,
but there's a guarantee, that almost a guarantee, that the person you're talking to, the average person, about anarchy or capitalism is not going to be on the same page from the very beginning about what those things mean. They won't be.
Right. They may love capitalism. Chances are they think anarchy stinks, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But, you know, or both. But rarely do they think both are great.
Now, I don't want to rub it in or anything like that for our listeners that couldn't make it here, but you threw a really awesome gathering at your house in the hills. Was it old Acapulco where you live?
No, this is kind of the new.
You're in the newer
side.
Okay, I wasn't sure. It still was a little bit of a drive from the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful house, and you opened it up to what was probably 90% strangers, you know, people you'd never met before, and it obviously wasn't the whole of Acapulco that was at this. It was maybe about, what, 200 or something? It's hard to estimate.
About 200 people.
It's hard to estimate
crowds.
Lots of people, you know, that made connections there at that party that, you know, maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. So you contributed to making this an even better event. Even though that wasn't an officially, you know, sanctioned thing, you just kind of went around and passed out invitations to people, or you had people do it, because I didn't think we had met prior to me pulling you aside at the party and saying...
Well, I think I gave Mark some tickets.
You did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somehow, one made it into
my
hand.
My wife and I were asleep by 9:30.
Yeah.
10:30 maybe.
But I made a point of going there, and it was really, really great show. And so, was that something that you've been doing every single year?
Yeah, well, we, you know, the first year we came here, we didn't really, you know, we didn't know anybody for the most part.
Right.
And over that next year, we were able to kind of, you know, move from our little modest area to something rather significant, as you saw. And, you know, by doing that, we thought right off the bat, you know, we're going to have to share our good fortune.
Yeah, that's
fortune.
A big pool with a bar in it. It's not you can have guests over, and you did, man. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's a great place for having a party.
So how many years have you been up at this new place? You moved here after the first Anarchapulco.
Right. Yeah, we never left.
Amazing.
We just decided to stay, and, you know, we didn't think, we thought, well, we'll stay a month and see how it goes, and it went pretty well, so then we just kept going, and we found ourselves a nicer place, and then a nicer place.
Yeah, so you've moved a few times in the last few years.
Yeah.
So you moved up here, you left, I know you told me this off the air, Gary, Indiana. Tell me about...
That is a great place to leave, that.
That's what I said. Tell me about that. What was, I mean, for people that don't know, you know, maybe they just haven't seen the pictures or the video or anything like that. Tell me about Gary, Indiana.
Well, I was born there.
Okay.
And my family were farmers, so they kind of maintained a lot of land in the Gary area. And, you know, obviously things changed there. I was a child during the 70s, and essentially that's when the steel mills started their decline, and that was pretty much the end of that era of, you know, prosperity in Gary, Indiana, and from there it just went downhill. Similar to Detroit.
Detroit, but smaller, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make it so it's that the poverty
better or worse
is even more pronounced if it's smaller? Because you can't be ignored, right?
You know, Broadway in Gary, Indiana used to be one of the most richest avenues in the world, and within probably 10 years it went to just completely being boarded up.
Wow.
And, you know, just now it looks like a disaster area, you know.
It has to be so hard to, you know, grow up in a place like that, remember it when it was wonderful, and then having to watch it all fall apart.
Right.
I imagine there are some people that just can't let go and walk away from the place where they're born. I don't have those attachments myself. I moved to New Hampshire and left Florida behind.
From Sarasota, Florida, which isn't exactly deteriorating.
No, not at all. But what was it like for you? I mean, was it an easy decision, like, we're out of here, or was it, this is really difficult to leave behind?
Well, my parents got divorced when I was like 8 years old, and probably within a few years my mother decided that she wanted to get out of that area and move somewhere where it was a little more, there were more jobs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved out to a little town called Chesterton, Indiana.
Okay. How far out is that?
It's, I think, about 30 miles to the east of Gary.
Okay. So you weren't in the heart of Gary at the time that you left.
Well, I was. I come from Black Oak, which is a neighborhood on the west side of Gary.
But okay.
It's it's not downtown.
It ain't what it used to be.
No, it's probably not what it used to be anywhere in that place. So, when you came to Anarchapulco, you didn't have the intention to stay. Was it the event that convinced you, the beauty of the area? What was it?
Well, you know, I've been a Ron Paul guy for since 2007, and pretty much was getting to the point that I was really upset with living in the United States, and I'd been looking for, opportunities to leave and get outside of the country. And, I had actually traveled around the world in 2008 and 2009 looking for other communities around the world that might be, you know, something I would be comfortable with. And I wasn't able to do that. And when, you know, Anarchapulco came up in 2015, we saw it and, thought it might be an opportunity for us.
And it was. So and
we
here
went.
You are.
And
he's Michael Nimitz. Mike on Fire on Steemit. Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live, Michael.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
More coming up.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology.
The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live here at Anarchapulco 2018 here at beautiful Princess Resort. The weather has been just unbeatable throughout the weekend, both during the day and at night. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, and we're doing bonus episodes here. We've had so many great people to talk to throughout the week or throughout the weekend that we packed up the entire weekend full of interviews. So we're putting all these on our Tuesday night show just because there's so many cool people here. Some of them just milling about. Some of them are sponsors. Others are speakers at the event. And Benny Willis is here with us from Joy Camp on YouTube. Hey, Benny.
Hey, and it's actually Benny Wills.
I apologize.
All good.
Thank you for correcting me on
it's,
that.
It's been happening since I was in kindergarten.
Benny Wills. Everybody's used to Bruce Willis, I'm sure, and just forgets
you know, I had a teacher once who said it was something about the cadence, Benny Willis. You want to go there for some reason, but it's actually Benny Wills.
And I misspelled it, too, as I wrote it down here as well.
It's been happening my whole life. I'm used to it, so I don't take it personally at this point.
So you do a YouTube channel. I came across it, I don't know how, you know, just YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I came across it a while back. It's called Joy Camp, and I don't remember which video it was that, you know, got my attention. But
it was funny. And
that's good.
Yeah, and well produced.
Funny's great
as
yeah.
well. And
we like funny.
Yeah, it's important to have people being brought into the ideas of freedom in different ways. And so comedy is definitely important. Did you have a comedic background at all before starting Joy Camp?
Sort of, more of an acting background.
Okay.
I mean, I started being an actor when I was 7 years old, and I think I've just always had a good sense of humor.
Right.
So that's my background, is just thinking things are funny and finding the humor in things. But it wasn't until Joy Camp that I really tapped into utilizing that sense of humor to, as a platform.
What was the motivation for Joy Camp? Where did it come from?
Wanting to contribute. It was really that simple. I mean, Kevin's the co-creator of Joy Camp.
Is he like behind the scenes, or does he appear in some of it?
He's both.
Okay.
He's more behind the scenes than I am.
Yeah.
But he's not on screen as much as me. But
right.
He's the second most on screen after me. But
So you and Kevin had a vision of some sort, or what happened?
That's right, that was the question. Yeah, so we both sort of, quote-unquote, woke up in 2004.
Okay.
And when we were in college, and I was 20 years old, and we immediately wanted to help out in some way, and we didn't know how, so we started going to, activist meetup groups and protesting and,
And where was this?
This is in, first it was in San Francisco.
Okay.
And then we moved to Los Angeles, and then it was in Los Angeles. And we didn't really find, we didn't have anything that was ours. But meanwhile, I was studying, theater and trying to be an actor. And
what else would you if you were in California, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do. And he was always editing films, and we were making little films together as friends.
Yeah.
But we just didn't marry these worlds. And one day it all just clicked. We made one video called The Conspiracy Theorist PSA, and we did it sort of for ourselves, for fun.
Yeah.
And when we watched it back, we thought, wow, we might actually be onto something here. Because we noticed that there was a serious lack of comedy and humor in the quote-unquote truth movement.
Well, people get really upset when, the cops are cracking people's heads and, there's all kinds of violence on the part of the system and people dropping bombs. It's understandable why people are angry space. And, when it's too soon, but, regardless.
Never too soon.
Right. I tend to agree with that. But, that I can understand why people are angry. I get it. I was there at one time.
I'm still angry.
Yeah,
it's a messed up world, man.
I just try to let go of the anger and focus on, being positive. And I think there's a lot of positivity at this particular
I try to transmute the anger into gratitude and appreciation that I have the vantage point that I do. And I'm grateful that I'm not someone who's still slumbering.
So
we're at an interesting point in history where, at one point, not too long after the agrarian revolution, basically everybody was a slave or a slave master. I mean, there were some folks running around in tribes and that kind of thing. Probably not that significantly better. I think I read at one point that only one out of 17 males on Earth at one point was able to reproduce. I would suggest that that's not because they killed them. That was because they, whacked their man parts off.
That's not funny.
No, it's not funny. But, things are better today than they were, right? We're at a funny point in history. I think that freedom's coming. I think we're going to have a lot more freedom in the future. Maybe I'll be alive for it, and I really hope I am. Maybe I'm not, but, we're still at the end of the sort of slave paradigm where people celebrate citizenship, where people look at flags and say, woohoo, I really love these people that tax the hell out of me, make me work and take my money from me and live off the largesse and hand out the money to people who are irresponsible, and don't forget the bombs that are blowing up the rest of them mamma jammas.
All that fun stuff.
So tell me about the Joy Camp logo. At the end or beginning, I forget which one, the video, there's like a prison wall with barbed wire and then balloons that are flying up. What was that? Where did that come from?
Not funny.
It was partially inspired by that very famous Banksy painting, his graffiti art
with
the girl whose balloon is just out of her grasp. So that was an inspiration. But also the word Joy Camp comes from 1984. In 1984, joy camps are forced labor camps.
Oh, wow.
So we have this image of basically a labor camp, our version of that, with a watchtower and the barbed wire fence and a kid behind that barbed wire losing his balloon.
Yeah.
And the balloon pops at the end of the sequence that you're talking about. So it's those two ideas, you know, combined, realized.
And how long after you figured out that, hey, we got something here, did you come out with the name of Joycam?
That's a good question. Not too long. I came up with it. I'll
okay.
Pat myself on the back.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's
got to
do it.
Good for you, Benny.
Yeah, I did it. Well, we after we made that video, we decided to give ourselves a goal. So we made 6 videos before we launched the channel.
Okay, good idea.
And somewhere in the process of making those 6 videos, the inspiration struck to call it Joycam.
Right.
We had a bunch of name options. And then I suggested Joycam, and then it had just a great ring to it, and everyone was on board, so we went with it.
One of the things I noticed as you know, I've watched some of the episodes is that you have a real knowledge of some of the more esoteric conspiracy theory stuff that you find around here. But at the same time, you lampoon it, you make fun of it.
Yep.
How much of that stuff do you buy into?
Well, you'd have to be more specific.
I know there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so much.
If you're lampooning it, does that mean that you don't believe it, or is it just you can make fun of yourself in that case?
Yeah, we're just trying to make light of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We literally are trying to shine light on the darkness, bring the darkness to light, and, you know, get people to think. And we think that humor is such a great way to reach people and to break down people's walls. It's disarming. And
yeah, for sure.
Just get them to think about things they either haven't heard of or they don't usually want to talk about or whatever. And, you know, that's... So as far as believing in it, I don't know. You know, the esoteric stuff, it's...
You know, Illuminati and, you know, all the...
I think Illuminati...
Chemtrails.
Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral. Well, that's
real.
A real thing. I think that, you know, the symbolism and the esoteric stuff...
It's interesting.
It's interesting, and it's impossible to ignore.
Yeah.
Whether or not... I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know if there's some Illuminati cabal that's actually, you know, sacrificing babies and drinking blood. A lot of people would say that there are, but I haven't seen it.
Sure.
I hope there's not, but when you watch any music video, literally any music video...
Yeah.
You know, produced by the mainstream, there's that esoteric symbolism.
It's creepy.
What's it doing there?
Yeah.
Maybe it's there to mislead conspiracy theorists. Maybe it's a dead end to get people to think
which
there's
the
something going on.
Which is conspiracy theory about the conspiracy theory.
Exactly. So it's all bizarre. But it is worth noting that it's there. And it's to say that it's not, I mean, you're just ignoring the truth because it's there. What that actually means,
what does
I don't
mean?
Know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So a few of my Facebook friends and folks that I know will post just pictures up on Facebook covering one eye. And it's my suggestion that they're simply doing it as a monkey see, monkey do situation. I don't believe for a second that these people are Illuminati. In fact, I would believe that they were quite
friends
the opposite.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Of course they're
friends.
That's but then why are they doing it?
Yeah, I think it's what you're saying. I think it is monkey see, monkey do. I mean, and I also think that the trap of, you know, spotting that symbolism too much is that it makes a triangle or a pyramid somehow evil every time you see it.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay to, like, reclaim these symbols and say they're not necessarily evil. It's just in the intention that's behind it. And I think also that, you know, sometimes when you see a lot of this symbolism, it really is there so that people get hung up on it and they go down that rabbit hole.
They go down the rabbit hole. That's what we see happening with...
That is the magic. That's how the magic works.
And we've done this show for a long time, like more than 15 years, and people have called the show, like, very deep down this rabbit hole, and, you know, people get lost down there and lose their minds.
It's a never-ending hole.
Yeah, at what point does the assassination of JFK lose relevance? I mean, I don't know when, but at what point?
Benny Wills, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. In fact, we went over, so we're going to put this at the end of the show for Tuesday night. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Benny from Joycam over on YouTube. Check him out. And we're here from Anarchapulco 2018. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com
sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.